Summer Reading 2. In my last essay, I told you about Lafcadio Hearn, the writer who liked Japan and wrote the interesting book Glimpses of Unfamiliar Japan. In this essay, I will tell you about one chapter of his book, From the Diary of an English Teacher. Hearn began teaching English at the Jinjo Chugakko, or Ordinary Middle School, in Matsue, Shimane Prefecture, on September 2, 1890. The school was a large building made of wood, in a European style. There were about 300 students at the school. All of them were boys, from 12 to 17 years old. They were very nice to their teachers, and when Hearn entered the classroom, one of the boys said, "Stand up." Then Hearn and the boys bowed to each other. The desks and chairs used by the students were very different from ours. The desks were small and in the shape of a triangle. The boys could put their notebook and textbook on the desk, but not their elbows. So the students couldn't sleep in class. The chairs did not have a back, only legs and a seat. So the students had to sit very straight in their chairs. The students had many subjects to study. They studied Japanese and English, just as we do today. They also studied agriculture, astronomy, chemistry, physics, history, math, morals, art, and PE. The students were very busy, but they had only 5 classes each day. One of them was PE.